Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Chof Ches, we are up to Sif Mem Aleph, which is on page Tes. We are about to turn on to page 18. The Mechaber says in Sif Mem Aleph, we started the Mechaber and we did the Ber Alacha last night. Today we'll do the Mechaber again and we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says, Nitma l'mei she'enu mishiva meisei mitzvah. If a kohen became tamei to a meis, that is not one of his seven krovim. And we pointed out yesterday two things. One, the Mishnah Berurah told us that he was nitma b'mezid. And number two, that it's mashma from the Mechaber that this is only talking about one mace. Although the Bir Halacha said that his understanding based on other mefarshim is that it should be that he's rugil to mitami l'mesim. So Kohen, who lefi that is rugil to mitami l'mesim b'mezid, is pasul min haduchen. He's pasul from Birchas Kohanim. U'mikol malos hakuhuna. And all the other milos of a Kohen. Ad shi yoshuv yikabel shlo yitama odo mesim. Until he does shuv and he's makabel on himself not to be mitami anymore to mesim. And then the Ramah says, Yesh omer de mi sheyesh lo ba shehimira o shezinza. A Kohen that has a daughter that did avodah zara or she was mezana, ein mechuyoven od lekadsho. You are no longer chayat to mekadesh the father as a Kohen, ki aviyah hi mechalalas, because the daughter is mechalal her father. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkotan Kuf Nun, if he's nitra lemeis, haynu dafka bemezit, Kuf Nun Aleph, v'yakabel, he has to be mekabel on himself not to do it anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah bebezdin. He has a makabel bebezdin. Ubaze ain't sarach lidor v'lishava kanal besif mem. And here, when it comes to tumah, he does not need to make any kind of neder or shvua, like we saw yesterday in sif mem. When it comes to arayos, deshani arayos the yitzro tekofo. Because when it comes to arayos, we're afraid his yitzro will get the best of him, and therefore we need more than a kabbalah and bezdin. We need actually a neder. V'ayim b'tshuvas k'sal sofer simen tazayin b'rofe shemavakir mesim sheishlo to elas harvochas mamon. When it comes to a doctor who visits mesim, that he makes money on the deal, so lo sagi b'kabbalah levad. Because just like by arayos, that there's a yetzirah for it, so a kabbalah alone is not enough, you need a neder. So too, if someone's making money, being metami to mesim, that also would not be enough, just a kabbalah, he also would need to have a neder. Ad sheyidor b'rabim, again, like we saw yesterday, it wouldn't be enough, a person who makes money on being metami to mesim, or at least by visiting mesim, which makes him tamei, he's not getting paid to be metami, he's being paid to check on the mesim, so he also would not be allowed to duchen until he makes a neder b'rabim, kimo b'noshim b'aveira ayin shom, like we saw yesterday by the noshim b'aveira. If you look at note 156, interesting note, v'kohen harotze lios rofe b'beis cholim asher lufo'omim mitzuyim b'mesim. A kohen who wants to become a doctor in a hospital which sometimes has mesim, which is probably most hospitals. Kosa b'shailos and shuvas tuv tam v'das, shekasher tzrichim oso hacholim machmas mum chiyuso. If this doctor is such an expert that he's needed because of his expertise, Oshu nitzrach v'dochog l'parnaso, he pasha needs a job, he needs parnaso, therefore this is the job that's available, then yesh lahati, we could be makil for him. U'bitzirav das hashach shekasher ha-meis nimtza v'cheder acher eini surah elma d'rabonam. Combining the fact that they have the chiddush of the shach, that when the meis, even though it's in the same building, but it's in a different room, that is only a tumah d'rabonan. Ukishem is damin shom meis. And when it happens to be that there would be a meis there, im osei b'vikuach nefesh b'osa shoa, if at that moment the Kohen doctor is dealing with a case of b'vikuach nefesh, mutter lo l'shamish k'darko, he can continue doing his work and saving the person's life. That's from the Shalom Shuvah's Tuv Tam Adas. Omnam v'shalchus igres Moshe. Moshe writes, "Sha'aser la'kohen lehismanos l'rofe l'tzarach parnasa v'beis cholim sheyesh bo mesim." A kohen cannot become a doctor for parnasa purposes in a hospital where there are mesim. Elohim kain meis sham Yehudi rak pam b'har b'yomim. Unless it's really a goyish hospital, it's very rare to have a Jew there, so it doesn't come up this tumah too often. Umasna im hanholas beis acholim. He also has to make some kind of condition with the hospital. Shekasher yeda sheyesh Yehudi meis. That if they find out there is a Yehudi that died there, or afilu goses, or he's about to die, yehi rashai lotzeis miyad, that he'd be allowed to leave right away. So you have to make this kind of stipulation. But I guess any kohen who wants to be a doctor will have to ask his local Orthodox rabbi for a psak of what a kohen does if he's a doctor working in a hospital.
Or
he's dochek for parnasa, he said.
Yeah,
so he doesn't need that. Unless he became a doctor thinking he's going to have a private practice, a foot doctor, where people are not dying, And then he has no parnasa and there's a job opening up in the hospital, so then he wants to go to the hospital. Zokta Mishabura Viter. Sif Koton Kuf Nun Beis. We said in the Ramah that there are those who say that a Kohen who has a daughter that did Avodah Zarah or was Mizana, she's Mechal her father. So the Mishabura says, I am a Magen Avram Shochiach. Look at the Magen Avram who proves the Lo Mechalelas Avia Rak Biznus. That in truth, she's not Mechal her father from his kahuna unless she actually performs Nus. The Havale L'Shomra, because the father should have guarded her. Avalo b'hamara b'napay avodah zarah. V'ha d'nakat shehemira. Aye, but it says shehemira. Turn the page. Mishum dekevan shehemira mistam ezinsa gamkein. When it says she did avodah zarah, we understand that if she did avodah zarah, mistam she also did znus. But the real problem is znus. So how do you understand when it says shehemira o shezinsa, if shehemira includes znus already? So says the Mishaburu, mashakos of ozinsa, hainu ozinsa l'chud. Or if she only did znus. So whether she did Avodah Zarah, which Mistama she did Znus, or we only know that she did Znus, so in either of those cases, so then you no longer have to treat her father like a Kohen. Says the Mishabur in Kuf Nun Gimel, on page 18, Ein Mechayuvin Ol L'Kadsho, you don't have to Mekadosh him anywhere as a Kohen. Hainu L'Inyan L'Vtoach Rishon L'Vorach Rishon. This is only in terms of, he will not get the Aliyah first as a Kohen, he will not lead the benching first as a Kohen. Avalo L'Inyan L'Siyas Kapayim, this is not talking about that he can't Duchen, that even if his daughter had znus, he would still be able to duchen. Share afilu in ba'atzmo over al iser znus gamke nosei kapov. Like we learned last time, even if the kohen himself was over on znus, he's still allowed to duchen. Kidla'el b'sif lamites. The kosher kain shei nifsal ha'idei znus bito. If he doesn't become possible in duchening for his own znus, certainly for his daughter's znus, that's not going to be any worse. It's not going to pass him from duchening. Umavur b'mordechai, the Mordechai explains the mikomokom yesh reshus lakacho elosh ein mukhuyavim. And even Lagabi, these things, the first aliyah, leading the benching, where you're not mukhiyah to do it, you still are allowed to be makadishim, you just are no longer mukhiyah to makadishim because the daughter caused him to lose his rights as a Kohen. Says the Mishabura in Kuf Nun Dalud, Ki Avia hi mechalelas, v'dafka k'shezinsa arusa o nesua. This is dafka if she had znus when she was married, either an arusa or nesua. The b'hachi ma'ari kura, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Aval b'pnuya lo, but if she was only had a bias znus when she was a pnuya, she wasn't married, so that would not do anything to her father. The kosvu achronim b'dizman hazeh ein minag lifsal kohen b'shvil znus bito. Nowadays, this is not nogeya. We are not knowing nowadays the pasul a Kohen from his kahuna because of the znus of his daughter, o hamoras das shel b'no ubito, or anything avodah zarah, which is a sign on the znus of his son or daughter. And in note 157, he explains why. V'tam adover kosev ha-shulchan aruch harav, mishum she'ena mechalelas es aviyah elo kishezinsa be'edim u'ba'asra u'kishehidu aleha b'fnei zanhejim. Because the only time that she's really mechala her father is like following what the pasuk says, that she's mezana with Edim and Asra, and they actually testified on her in front of the Sanhedrin, which obviously is not nogea nowadays, and therefore this whole din would not apply. Let's see the mechaber vayter in Sif Membez. Hacholol eino nosei as kapov. A kohen who is a cholol will not be allowed to duchen. Says the Mishabura, what is a cholol? Like we discussed yesterday, kuf nun hei, dahainu hanolad me'isure kahuna. He was born out of a marriage that was usher to a kohen, shein grusha, zona, v'chalola. So his father was a kohen who married either a grusha, zona, or chalola. The child that comes out of that is a cholol. He does not have the status of a kohen. He cannot duchen. Eino nose as kapov, kuf nun vav, l'fi she'eino b'kihuno. He's not a kohen. Varehu kezar l'chodover, he is considered a non-kohen l'gabe everything. In note 158, they point out v'im ola, and if he goes up to duchen, the Biralocha told us earlier, v'shem ha'prim v'godem sh'over ba'asei, he's over on an asei like Yisrael who goes up to duchen, v'afilim ola yerid. And even if he goes up, you make him go down. As opposed to other cases that we saw, you shouldn't duchen, but if you went up already, we don't make you go down. This person is not a kohen. If he goes up, we send him down just like a regular Yisrael. Even if he's only a cholol derabbanan, what is that? Kigon hanolad mechalutza. A kohen is also not allowed to marry a chalutza. A chalutza is only an issa derabbanan for a kohen. And the Gemara discusses that a lot of times they put together grusha v'chalutza. Grusha is daraisa, chalutza is only derabbanan. But says the Mishavura, even if he's only a cholol derabbanan, meaning he was born out of a marriage of a kohen and a woman who previously had chalutza to the brother of her ex-husband, gam kein eino nosei kapov, he also cannot duchen. And no, with 159, he points out in nafkemina between a cholol daraisa or cholol derabbanan, which is rather obvious, which should be a safek cholol, because if it's daraisa, we go safek daraisa l'chumra. But he speaks it out says, the Pirmei Gadim says, there's a chiluk bein chalal daraisa l'chalal d'rabbanan l'inyan safek chalal. Shimu safek chalal midaraisa lo yalal l'duchen kishu yechidi. If he's a chalal daraisa, or a safek chalal daraisa, he would not duchen when he's by himself. V'im yesh od kohanim, if there are other kohanim there, yachal lalos imam lo yivarech birchas asher kideshanu. Then he could duchen with them, but he can't make the bracha. Mashen came with safek chalom the rabbanon sheyachal lisa kapa bebracha to safek the rabbanon we go lekula. He could duchen, he could make the bracha even by himself. Says the mechaber weiter in sif mem gimel. Achar shivas yemei avelus no se kapav. After the 7 days of avelus, a kohen can duchen. Ubesol shivas yemei avelus yetsa mebeis hakneses b'shah shekore kohanim. But during the 7 days of avelus, he leaves the shul at the time when they're calling kohanim, so he should not be there, he should not duchen. It's funny the way the Mechaber says it, first discusses after the 7 days, and then goes back to the 7 days. It says after the 7 days of avelus, then he could duchen, but during the 7 days of avelus, he has to go out of the shul at the time that they're calling out kohanim. Says the Ramah says there are those who are machmir, v'yesh omer, there are those who say, the kol's man ha'avelus, that the whole time that he's in avel kohen, afilu ad yud beis chodesh al oviv val imo eino nosei eskapov. Even up to 12 months for a mother or father, he would not duchen according to this opinion. So a big discrepancy. According to the Mechaber, he only can't duchen during Shiva. According to the Ramah, this Yesh Omrim, he can't duchen the entire year. That would be a difference in the Mechaber and the Ramah. What?
Can we have before a whole question whether or not an oval is should daven shacharis, a Muslim is going to lose out, he's not going to get
it. Yeah, we touched upon that. That was in a note.
I'm saying, yeah. But according to that, it was a Bosner.
That was a diuk in a note that we had. let's see the Shulchan Aruch. But you're right, we did address that, but it was a diuk in a note. Let's see the Mishabura over here in Sivkaton Kuf Nun Zayin. So he said during the 7 days of Avelus, he should go outside from the shul, B'shah Shekari Kohanim. Actually, first look at the Bir Halacha. Yetzei mi beis haknesses B'shah Shekari Kohanim. Ayin le'el b'mishabura Sivkaton Yudbeis. Look what we learned earlier in the Mishabura in Sivkaton Yudbeis. B'shem the Mordechai. Shayotzei tzarech lotzeis kodem shemaschil and ritzei. We saw shitas that really someone who's not going to be able to duchen, he should go out earlier before Ritzei, not only were they going to say Kohanim.
It's even more so. It says here, Inin Omrim Birchas Kohanim Bivei Saldo. We don't even say.
We're going to get to that in a second. That's a note that's discussed. That's a machlokas. Ben's asking a good question. What about a base level in general? We'll get to that in a moment. Let's first see the Mishabura. The Mishabura writes in Kuf Nun Zayin that the Kohen during the 7 days of Avelos should be Yetzim Bivei Sakneses. The Medina Chayev HaAvel Levarich. This is interesting. Because really the Avel is Chayev to duchen. Sharei chayiv b'chol mitzvos hamuas b'torah. An avil is chayiv in all mitzvos, and therefore the avil should be chayiv in duchening. Ela shenogu shelo lisa kapayim. But the minog is that they don't duchen. Why is that? Mishum shetzarech haKohen lios b'simcha v'tuv leiv b'shas habracha. Because the Kohen has to be b'simcha, he has to be happy and good-hearted at the time of the bracha. K'desiv, like the pasuk says, v'tov leiv hu yivarech. Someone who is good-hearted, he should bless. So since he really has to duchen, but the minhag is they don't because they're not in the proper state of mind, ulakach tzarech lotzeis kidei shelo yikru'u lalos laduchen. Therefore, he has to leave before they call him out to duchen. Because really he's chayiv to duchen, the minhag is not to duchen, and therefore if they're going to call him up, he would have to duchen, therefore he should avoid the whole problem and leave before they call him up to duchen. V'afilu b'shabbos v'ein sham kohen elohu. Even if it's Shabbos and there's no other kohen, lo yale, he shouldn't go up. U'b'di'evidim lo yatza. However, b'di'evid, if he made a mistake and he stayed in shul when they were calling out kohanim, u'kara'u lalos haduchen, they call him up to duchen, bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, whether it's Shabbos or weekday, bein she'ein sham kohen elohu, bein im kohanim acherim, whether he's the only kohen or there are other kohanim there, tzarech lalos, he must go up, di'im lo kein over ba'asei. So again, since Be'etzim he really is chayev to duchen, he should really leave earlier. If he doesn't leave earlier, then he's stuck. He has to absolutely go up, because then he would have a mitzvah daraisa to duchen, because it's only a minhag not to duchen, because they're not besimcha, and therefore best to avoid the whole problem and to leave before kohanim, or as the Bir Halacha tells us, before Ritzei. Let's see a couple of interesting notes over here. Number one, exactly what Ben just brought up, and that is, what about duchening in a base oval in general? So in note 160, he writes, "U'inyan nesias kapayim bebeis ha'avel ayidei kohanim she'enim avelim." We just said over here very clearly that kohanim do not duchen during their 7 days of avelus. But what about duchening other kohanim in a base avel? So the Shalosh Shulas Knesses Yecheskel writes, "She'af heim lo yisu kapayim, they should not duchen mishum shebebeis ha'avel negrarim kol ha'mispalim acharei ha'avel." The Knesses Yecheskel says that every other kohen goes after the avelim. Since avelim can't duchen, there's no duchening there. However, many argue, Omnam Hashari Tshuva Kosov Shebi Yushalayim Nohagin Lisa Kapayim Bebeis Ovil. In Yushalayim, the Minog is to yes, Duchen in the house of an Ovil. Vechen Kosov the Maral Diskin. Shalo Yosher Be'enov HaMinog Shalo Lisa Kapayim. That he's not happy with the fact that they're not Duchen in the Bebeis Ovil. Vechen Das Achazun Ish Shebe Eretz Yisrael Al Kohanim Lisa Kapayim Bebeis Ovil. Vechen Das Shalo Yoshev. So all these Poskim argue, and they say in Eretz Yisrael, when you Duchen every day, there is Duchening in a Bebeis Ovil. And continuing in the note, and in places where they do duchen in a base ovel, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, "Shein ha'ovel makrias apsukim lekohanim av kashehu hashatz." Even if the ovel is the chazan, which is very likely, he should not be the makri. He should not be calling out the words. He should not be involved in the birchas kohanim. Someone else should call out the words to the kohanim. And in terms of saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu in the base ovel, so the Mishavur told us earlier, "Shein la'omer," we don't say it. Those who are Nogi, we just saw above, many that are Nogi to yes, Duchen in a base Ovel, then they should say that Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu when there are no Kohanim. And the last point in this note, some are Nogi in Yerushalayim that even the Ovel himself does Duchen. This is brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, the Gesher HaChaim, that the Avelim actually are Nogi to Duchen. In note 161, he makes a very interesting ha'ara on the Mishabura. The Mishabura said that the reason why the minog is for the Kohanim not to Duchen when they're in Avelus is because they have to be besimcha, because the pasuk says, V'tov leiv hu yivarech, says note 160, Koloshin azeh kosav ha'ramah lahalon. The Ramah writes this language of the pasuk later on that we'll see soon, Ach ein pasuk b'loshin zeh mamish. That's not the pasuk. It's a misquote of the pasuk. The pasuk does not say v'tov leiv hu yivarech. Rather, the pasuk in Mishlei says tov ayin hu yivarech. One who has a good eye, he should be mevarech. It's not tov leiv, it's tov ayin. And the Mordechai in Megillah explains hevi mekor lazeh meyischak avinu sheacharei sheochal birechas Yaakov. He explains the source for such an idea of not giving a bracha unless you're happy, you're satisfied, is from Yitzchak Avinu that he asked for food and he first ate before he gave a bracha to Yaakov. And therefore, we see that he's supposed to be besimcha and satisfied before you give a bracha. Oh, Havias Apostle, the Mordechai also brings a pasuk in Malachim that says, Vayavarchu es hamelech, they blessed the king, Vayelchu lo aleihem smeichem v'tovei leiv. And they went to their tents happy and good-hearted. So you see, you give a bracha when you're happy and good-hearted. And therefore, these are the sources that a person should only give a bracha when he's happy. And therefore, the minhag is that an avel does not duchen, because an avel is not in the proper state of mind. But even though he's mechuyev to duchen, the minhag is not to. Therefore, he should get out before he gets chayev to duchen. Because once he gets locked into the chiyev, because he gets called up, then he would absolutely have to duchen, because then he'd have a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah sasei daraisa, to in fact duchen, like the Mishabura told us.
What about Shabbos? Not just Shabbos, for what yontif? Of course, the avel is broken up by yontif, or starts after yontif. On one hand, he's not really an avel, he's not dinim of an avel. On the other hand,
so we're going to see that. We're going to see that right now. Sif katon kuf nun ches afilu ad yud beis chodesh. We saw in the Ramah that some are machmir that the avelim don't duchen up to 12 months on their parents. Haynu afilu b'shabbes v'yom tov. That means even on Shabbos, you know that they won't duchen. She'eno nikra shari b'simcha, because someone who's in avelus during the 12 months is not considered shari b'simcha. Shari osur leilich l'simchas nisuim v'kayotzi baze. V'haraya, they're also to go to chasnas, they're also to go to simchadik things. V'hu adin akover mace of a regel, exactly what Mo just asked. So too, someone who buries their mace on the regel, in which case the avelus doesn't start till after the regel. Afa pisha dain lo chal olav ha'avelus. Even though the avelus does not start till after the regel is over, mikom akom harei al koponim aser b'simcha koyimos ha'regel. They still would not duchen because they're aser b'simcha the whole regel. Now that's not so pashut. They're not really aser b'simcha kol ha'regel. Look at note 164, very important note. Kavanasa, what the Mishabura means, that they're aser b'simcha kol yimos ha'regel, means she'aser lo lehishtatev b'simchas mireyim. You can't have a party with his friends during Yontif. Kemavur b'yaredeya, aval be'ikir simchas yontif chayiv af ha'ovel. But an ovel is also chayiv simchas yontif. Kemavur b'piskei tshuva shom, she'simchas ha'regel hu da'oraisa, va'avelus rabbanon. Simchas HaRegel is the right of Avelos Derabbanan, and the Simchas HaRegel overrides it, so there is Simcha. So what the Mishabura means, he's Aser B'Simcha Chayim Eis HaRegel, doesn't mean he's Aser in the Simcha of the Regel. He means an outside Simchas with his friends, that's what he's Aser. So he's not considered Shari B'Simcha, and therefore, even though he's not officially in Avelos, he would not be allowed to Duchen as well.
What about
right, but here, so what are you asking?
Like, is that considered, let's say, a bar mitzvah?
But here the problem. Here the problem is that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim requires the Kohen to be b'simcha. It requires him to be b'simcha. Dancing on Simchas Torah doesn't require you to be b'simcha.
But dancing in general.
So I'm saying that's a topic. Right, but I'm saying dancing in general, a person should not do if he's in Avela, Simchas Torah. So that's Ayin Hilchas Simchas Torah. But let's finish up over here. V'hu adin onen. So to someone who's an onen, who's also not an avelus, a close family relationship died, and he's gonna be chayv avelus on them, but they are not yet buried, and therefore he's an onen. Afilu biyomto shu chayv b'chol ha-mitzvos. Even when he's an onen during yotif, where he's still chayv in all the mitzvos, mikol mokom harei enu shari b'simcha. L'maisa is not shari b'simcha, and therefore he shouldn't duchen. Ukvar kasavnu de mikom mokom im kara'u lalos yala. But still, we said before that if he does get called up, he would have to go up. If you look at note 165, he writes, V'im noda be'emtza birchas kohanim she'nifta krovo shul echara kohanim v'nasa onen. Let's say in the middle of Birchas Kohanim, you find out that one of the relatives of the Kohen was Nifter, and therefore he's an Onen. The Chai Odom writes, She'ein tzarech lo dio lo zos at she'igmer sabracha. You do not have to go and inform him that he became an Onen until he finishes the bracha. Kaven she'isr lisa kapov ba'odo Onen, mishum she'eno shari b'simcha eino elam d'rabanan. Because the whole isr of duchening, when you're an Onen, is only because you're not b'simcha, it's only d'rabanan. If they call you up, you're mechuyav to go up anyway. So once he's up there already, you would not be mechuyav to inform him that he's an Onen. You're allowed to let him finish his Birchas Kohanim. However, the Mishabura continues and writes, V'yesh omrim de ba'onen afilu kira'u lalos l'yala. Some are machmir by an onen, and they say, even if he was called up to duchen, he is not allowed to go up to duchen. And note 166 explains why this shita is more machmir. U'batam adover kosova prichadosh. The prichadosh explains, shekeven shepasol la'avoda. Since an onen is not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, pasol in the Siyas Kapayim is also pasol for duchening. Shekol she'eno oved eino mevarech. Whoever does not do the avoda cannot do the Birchas Kohanim. As the pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron es yodav el ha'om vayevarchim vayered me'asos achatos. So you see the pasuk puts together Aaron's doing Birchas Kohanim and Aaron's doing the avoda, and therefore if you're an onen and you can't do the avoda, they hold that you also can't do Birchas Kohanim. So that's the machlokas, whether the onen would go up if he's called or not. Depends if you say the only problem is the simcha, then you would go up, but if you say the problem is that it's like avoda, then you would not go up. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we have to just finish up, we'll take questions at the end. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Kuf Nun Tes. We said in the Ramah, even if he's an Avelus up to 12 months of his mother or father, Lu Adin Kol Shloshim Al Shar Krovim. So not only 12 months on the father and mother, but also the 30 days of Avelus on any other relatives. Shem Mukhuyiv Lis Abel Aleim, the Mukhuyiv and Avelus 30 days on the other relatives would follow the same rules as the 12 months for a mother and father. Vim Ein Shom Beis HaKnesses Shnei Kohanim Acherim Chutz Mi Ha'Avel. If they do not find in shul two kohanim besides the avel, mutter lohavel lisa kapav toch yud beis chodesh al avel ve'imo otos shloshim al shah krovim. So here we know that according to many, it's not duchening d'orais unless there are two kohanim there, and therefore we say over here that if there are not two kohanim besides the person who is an avelus for his parents in the 12 months or in the shloshim of other relatives, then he would be allowed to go up to create a situation of birchas kohanim d'orais.
We only have two avelus.
Says the Chorbi the same thing. Says the Mechaber Vayter. Here both ways. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Mendalad. Kohen afal pishu ponui no se as kapav. A Kohen, even though he is single, he is not married, he could still duchen. Says the Ramav Yesh Omrim de eino no se kapav. Some say that a Kohen who is not married cannot duchen. Why? Da shari below isha shari below simcha. As the Gemara tells us, one who does not have a wife does not have simcha. And therefore, v'hamavarech yesh olios b'simcha. As we just mentioned, one who is doing Birchas Kohanim has to be b'simcha. One who is not married is not b'simcha. And therefore, the Ramah says there are those who say that a single Kohen should not duchen. However, says the Ramah, v'nogu shonosei kapov afal pish einonosui. The minog is, like the Mechaber, that a Kohen does duchen even though he is not married. However, a single Kohen who doesn't want a duchen, ain mochen biyado, we would not protest against him. Rak shelo yehei v'beis hakneses b'sha shekarin kohanim o'omrim lahem lito yedeyim. Just we should make sure that he's not in shul when they call him up to be to duchen, or when they go tell him to wash their hands, because then he'll get into problems. So if he doesn't want a duchen, he certainly has what to rely on, but he should get out early before they call up the kohanim. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Kuf Samech. The Mechaber said, this is the Ramah. The Ramah said there are those who say that a Kohen who is single should not duchen. Miu nosui she'ein ishto imo mutter l'kuyama. However, if he is married, he's just away from his wife, he's on a business trip or whatever it is, he went there itself a yontif, whatever it might be, if he's not with his wife, so then he would be allowed to duchen according to everyone. This sheet only holds if his mamish single, not that means he's not with his wife temporarily. Sifkadon kuf samach aleph and nogu shenose kapov. The Ramah said the minhag is like the mechaber, that in fact the single kohen does duchen. Hainu afilu ein sham kohen elohu. Even if he is the only kohen there, so the only kohen duchening is one that's not married, even so the minhag is that he would in fact duchen. Afal pish ein anasui sifkadon kuf samach beis, even if he's not married. V'dafko ba'avelos machmirinon. Dafko ba'avelos were machmir shesharui b'tzar. One who is in avelos is in tzar. Which is not the case of Kohen who's not married, even though one who's shari below isha, shari below simcha, so he's lacking simcha, still he's not lacking in tzar, and therefore the minhag is that the avil won't duchen, but the single Kohen will duchen because he's not b'tzar, even though he's not b'simcha. But we said the best thing is that he should get out before they call out the Kohanim. Sipkaton kuf samach gimel, be'emes tzarech latzeis bebirchas ritzei. For some reason, the Mishabura says it over here. In the last halacha, he said in the Bir Halacha. Here, the Chavetz Chaim says in the Mishabura that be'emes he needs to go out before the bracha of Ritzei. Ukumoshik asadnu kama pa'am, like he already wrote many times. Elo the gam be'ez birchas kohanim tzarech shelo yiyah be'ez haknesses mishum pigamah v'kanal b'sav dalid. Just that, in addition, besides going out before Ritzei, he also should not be around in the shul during the birchas kohanim because of pigamah. Because people might say that he's not a good Kohen. If you look at note 168, he writes, Aval in bil'odov lo yia asara b'beis hakneses. If without this single Kohen who doesn't want a duchen, they won't have 10 people in shul. You have to get 10 people, and one is a Kohen who is single, and he wants to go out, which he said he's allowed to do. But if there's only 10 people in shul, the Shevet Levi writes, Sha'af im Kohen zed noeg la'olam kedasa yesh omrim b'ramah shelo lalos. Even though this person is always knowing like the Ramah, not to go up to duchen, he doesn't duchen until he's married. Mikomakom kan yishar beis hakneses. Here he should stay in shul. He's going to ruin the minyan. V'af yalal duchen, and he should go up and he should duchen. Shebikach goreim l'kiyam mitzvah sasei d'araisa, because he's the vehicle of being mekayim the mitzvah sasei d'araisa. V'af imis ake shelo lalos v'lino kimenhago, and if he's being very stubborn, he doesn't want to go up. He wants to keep his minhag of not duchening. Mikomakom lo yetsi b'pamzum beis hakneses. But at least he shouldn't go outside, because again, by going outside, he ruins the minyan. At least let him stay inside, even if he doesn't want to duchen. At least there will be a minyan there. We'll pick up in the Ramah, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.